Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 35, Four Types of Brahmachari. Sri Narada Muni is a Naishtika Brahmachari. There are four types of Brahmachari, and the first is called Savitra, which refers to a Brahmachari who, after initiation and the sacred thread ceremony, must observe at least 3 days celibacy. The next is called Prajapatya, which refers to a Brahmachari who strictly observes celibacy for at least 1 year after initiation. The next is called Brahma Brahmachari, which refers to a Brahmachari who observes celibacy from the time of initiation up to the time of the completion of the study of Vedic literature. The next stage is called Naishtika, which refers to a Brahmachari who is celibate throughout his whole life. Out of these, the first three are Upakurvan, which means that the Brahmachari can marry later on after the Brahmachari period is over. However, the Naishtika Brahmachari is completely reluctant to have any sex life. Therefore, the Kumaras and Narada are known as Naishtika Brahmacharis. The Brahmachari system of life is especially advantageous in that it increases the power of memory and determination. It is specifically mentioned in this connection that because Narada was a Naishtika Brahmachari, Narada could remember whatever he heard from his spiritual master and would never forget it. One who can remember everything perpetually is called Srutadhar. A Srutadhar Brahmachari can repeat all that he has heard verbatim without notes and without reference to books. And the great sage Narada has this qualification. And therefore, taking instructions from Narayana Rishi, Narada is engaged in propagating the philosophy of devotional service all over the world. And because such great sages can remember everything, they are very much thoughtful, self-realized, and completely fixed in the service of Lord Krishna. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 35, Four Types of Brahmachari. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.